Welcome to the Breakfast Leadership Show, where we interview global thought leaders on business, leadership, and life. Here's your host, keynote speaker, best-selling author, and chief burnout officer of the Breakfast Leadership Network, Michael Levitt.
Welcome back. I've got Vince Chan on the line. Vince, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me.
Really looking forward to this conversation. You've done some amazing work. So for those that aren't aware of you, I want you to share a little bit about yourself, and then we'll dive into this conversation.
Sure. There are a lot of things about my background, but let me say this. I am in the process of writing a new book on resilience, on change. My background, in fact, has been in the corporate world, in the financial world for long, 15, 20 years. I study finance, I'm a certified accountant. I work for some of the biggest financial institutions in the world, in Hong Kong, in Asia, as well as in the US. But after the credit crisis, which happened more than 10 years ago, I switched gears. I took the leap of faith to jump into the world of entrepreneurship. I became an author, published actually two books in Chinese for young professionals. I was a leadership coach in China and Hong Kong. I help a lot of entrepreneurs with their business plan, with their strategies, frequent speaker, especially in the area of education technology, in relation to the future of work, future of skills. That's before COVID. At one point, I wanted to set up my own investment fund, investing in these new ventures. That partnership did not come through. However, you know, after the COVID and all of those, I came to a point where I really wanted to do more to help the world, in particular with respect to the humanities, you know, touching people's life and changing their lives for good. And for me, having gone through, in fact, over time, 16 career changes, including the current one, and over time experienced 5 to 6 economic crises. And at some point I also suffer mental illness issues. I survived, I revived, and I am thriving. So this is the moment of my life that this is it. This is the moment that I can step up and step forward to help a lot of people right now who are at their juncture of life and career, who are dealing with changes, dealing with how to not just stay strong, but stay resilient, stay persistent, and stay adaptable to their challenges, be it burnout, be it other issues when it comes to this new world of work.
You've had quite the journey in a very short period of time, because you think about it, because the credit crisis, you know, was over a decade ago, but in the grand scheme of things, that wasn't that long ago. And we're starting to see, even now, it's going to be interesting to see what 2024 brings, but we're starting to see some similar aspects of things, different but similar. Like one of the phrases I love is, history may not repeat itself, but it often rhymes. And I think that we're going to be experiencing some things over these next few years that may look very similar to what that credit crisis brought, with obviously some new adventures. But you know, a couple of things that you said, and there was a lot of information there, and thank you for sharing all that and being vulnerable about it too, because when we deal with mental issues, and that, you know, it's something we talk about a bit on the show, you know, even myself, you know, I've dealt with mental issues in my past, whether it's through the burnout or stress or depression or, you know, you name it. And I think that it speaks volumes to, you know, the pressures that so many people, including entrepreneurs, face, especially, you know, one thing we'll dive in a little bit too is on, you know, the entrepreneurship journey and the work that you were doing or getting ready to launch just prior to the pandemic about, the future of work and the future of skills. That is so very important right now because, with AI and, I get a handful of newsletters that I get that touches on different things with AI. There's just so much going on in that space to change or improve or make easier the things that we do. And it's a lot of it is noise. A lot of it is, as we know, whenever there's anything new, there's always a ton of new businesses that launch. But, after a while, it'll all settle down and we'll have, a handful of businesses that will continue forward and some won't. But the point I'm trying to get to is, the work that you've done and the experiences that you've had and have, speak volumes to, the work that you've put into yourself, for one. And secondly, your insights on to helping people at that juncture of life, like you said, where people are kind of in this, I'm not sure which direction to go. I've got a lot of, and I had a conversation ironically yesterday with somebody, and I think, and offline, I think I'm going to make an introduction for the two of you, because I think it would be an interesting conversation between the two of you. But I had a chat with this person yesterday, and they're at that juncture. They're trying to figure out some things, and they've had an absolutely amazing, successful career. But, they're at this, I want to do something, but I'm not sure what I want to do kind of thing. And it's a scary place to be, but it's also an awesome place to be because you've got so many options and choices. So long story short, I think where I want to start is the future of work. And the skills and things like that, you obviously were doing the work prior to the pandemic, but where do you see things? Because obviously you want to help people with, this, crossroads that they're in. Where do you see things with that? And, what are some common things people could look for if they're unaware they're at that junction? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Sure. Early on, you mentioned about the last big change we've all experienced, the credit crisis, and now 12 or plus years later, we got like another big thing. We got the credit, the COVID, and then, but honestly, when I look at change beyond our imagination, beyond our control, and I myself, as I told you, I've been in financial industry actually since my first job in my life after college. And over time, either back in Asia, in Hong Kong, where I grew up, different so-called financial crisis is fairly kind of regional or, and is fairly controllable in that sense, or even the credit crisis. Honestly, yes, it was a global event, yet is mostly related to economy, to financial, nothing to do with, honestly, health or other parts or even technology. But at this time around, what I found this change we are still facing is, in our lifetime so far, in my lifetime so far, is unprecedented, because this change is multifaceted. If this phrase, change is the only constant, I would say, yes, change is the only constant, but isn't the only constant to a certain extent, because change itself is changing. And now it's like the technology you mentioned about AI, the skills, which I will dive into, the health situation, our consumer behavior, our habits change a lot because of this crisis. Closing the border, even locking ourselves at home physically and not talking, not touching people, all that, like facing people is social distancing. And then, of course, the aging, we talk about climate, and then economy, not just US, but also in other parts of the world, in Europe, in Asia, in any country. And even some people ask me about US-China relations, politics, geopolitical risk. And this year, US is having US elections. So a lot of fronts is like, wow, this is, this is a great burnout. I guess the great change that facing everybody is global. So change is changing. And my attitude for that is, well, that's a lot of changes beyond our control. And for us, wherever you come from, whatever you do, and whether you're a CEO or just, a manager or some sort of entrepreneur, any of those, I believe is that if we want to stay, not just stay afloat, but also develop a more fulfilling life going forward, is own your change or be changed. Meaning that you own it, you own the change yourself. The change is happening anyway. You own it to yourself, you master it. You designed the way you want to change, the form you want to change, instead of getting changed by someone else. Because human beings, we don't like change that is imposed on us, that is forced onto us. We actually enjoy change for good. And in order for this change to be positive overall, you need to own it to yourself. And back to your question about the future of work skills, before pandemic, I've been one of the frequent speakers, as a matter of fact, in a lot of those education technology conferences. They all talk about, oh, we need to learn this and that skills, not just for kids, but also for adults. And what I found is, well, first of all, yes, we all should keep learning, whether it's AI or whatever digital skills. And even I would even argue, we need to really learn more human-centric skills. Yes, learning. Learning keeps us young. Learning keeps us to be the master of our change, whatever happened to the world when it comes to work. But even when it comes to education technology, a lot of times they just recycle the content from the existing education system. They just put it in a different platform, different channel, an app or a website, or again, put it on YouTube and all those. But when it comes to one thing about skills, is that's one skills, in fact, is so important in our life, yet we've never been taught, is career skills or career development, navigation, career reinvention skills. We only, honestly, all of us, including you and me, probably have some experience with career services in our school, in the university or business school, law school, whatever. But other than that, other than maybe you hire executive coach if you want to. In fact, we've never been taught or get trained on using the skills. I think this is some skills that when it comes to how to figure yourself out, how to really own the change so that you can carry on your life towards the direction that makes sense to you, to your life, to your family, to your own interest, to your purpose, is about how to be the CEO, if I can call it, the CEO of your career, regardless of what career you are doing right now. Let me stop here. You must have some questions for me.
I love, a couple of things. One, the own your change. Change is the only thing that's constant. And the fact that you brought to light that when people are in control of their own change, they actually enjoy it because they look at it as an investment in themselves. It's going to make things better. They see that. Forced changes, locked, borders, you said that, stay in, social distancing, physical distancing, you can't travel, borders closed, all of that kind of stuff that traumatized, quite frankly, a large portion of the global population definitely had an impact, and we're still feeling it. It's a lot of people, think, oh, COVID's behind us. It's like, yeah, I guess, but not to the extent where we've actually recovered from it or healed from it. There was a lot of traumatic situations that came about. And of course, hindsight is easy to start pointing fingers and blaming, we shouldn't have done this, we shouldn't have done that. And that's fine. We can have that dialogue and we can look at it. But ultimately, it's, okay, what can I control? What can I change? And I think that's where so much stress happens in people, is they stress out about things that they have no control over. And they spend all their time stressing about things that they literally can't do a thing about. But being, you know, in control of your own life is so important. And even your comment about your career, you know, being the CEO of you, it's critically important. Too often I see people delegating the control of their life to others, whether it's their employer, loved ones, family, kids, friends. It's like, you know, who's running your business? Your business is you. You should be running your business. And too often we don't. And, you know, with both of us, and I'm happy you highlighted that, you know, when you're going through life and you change your career, and I know, you know, you've changed your career a few times. I've certainly done it more often than I care to count, but each of those experiences, you know, I still have the tools that I picked up in those different careers, and I find a lot of them are interchangeable. And it's not like a case where I'm never going to use this tool again. I might use it in a different way, but I'm still going to use it because I learned how to use it. And it's a useful tool, methodology, you name it. And it makes it so much easier to adapt to different experiences because you've got such a vast background. So I always encourage people, it's like, yeah, get as much exposure to different things in life as you can. And when it comes to career, work, heck, even volunteer if you want to. If you're not going to, you know, get into an industry per se, but you have an interest about it, do some volunteer work so you get exposed to it. You may pick up some things. You might find, hey, this is actually a career that I really want to pursue. And then you can get the required training in order to be successful in that field. So it's so critically important. And even with, you know, AI and things like that, it's just, again, like I said before, it's the in thing right now. So everybody's scrambling. Okay, well, how do we use AI in our business? How do we use it? It's like, slow down. You know, it's first figure out what your business is. You know, what does your business do? What do you do as an individual? Then say, okay, what tools are available that could maybe make those a little bit more efficient? And then test them. Make sure that makes sense. Make sure it's not more work long term than it would be just to do the things that you've been doing the way you've been doing them. It's hard to say. It really depends, but you got to do some testing along the way. But bottom line, I think owning yourself and owning your career path and giving you the permission to change is critical, and not staying put. And I think a lot of people, unfortunately, get stuck. You know, they let the fear take over and they don't make the changes in their life that they can control to make their lives better for them. And if you do that, then it makes your life a little bit easier to navigate.
Absolutely. That's, you know, you mentioned about like this, the business. I would add to that is each one of us as a human, we all should have a business model. Now, regardless whether you are really running a business as an entrepreneur or maybe you are a Fortune 500 CEO, really doesn't matter. All of us should have a business model because all of us have so many different experiences, skills, whatever that is. And in fact, you know, talking about future of work is not just, you know, that's one term that actually came up before pandemic. It's called portfolio career. And I totally agree with that. You know, it's not just one career, one path, or one industry, or might be your life, maybe one or two changes. In fact, at the same time, if you got talent, skills, interests in different areas, and all of those could be so-called monetized to not only to drive income, you know, we're in a certain world, a lot of people want to, you know, make money to stay afloat, to I guess save more money, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, if we look at it just from a money making or income making viewpoint, each one of us has so many different experiences and skills that we can, I would encourage, in fact, like you said, those people who are so-called at this point, they're not sure about change and usually not sure they have a lot of consideration. A lot of emotion, but also a lot of logical thinking about finance, about all of those things. And one thing that they can figure it out with more clarity is really to dive into it. And in order to dive into it, you need to run different experiments at lower cost, affordable cost, of course, and run different experiment to try out different things. Maybe you, in fact, you know, you are a finance person, day job, maybe you got laid off, maybe you found that you actually got talent in art, for example. You actually really like art. It's just that you kind of give up this interest, you know, focusing on a day job, and now you got more free time. You know, you may want to design, you know, make a couple of design and then create some wall art, for example, posters or, you know, any of those so-called items that you can sell online. You know, there are a lot of those tech tools available. Give it a try. First of all, you got time anyway, but second of all, try it out if you can, you know, build it up as a business. Now, this won't just be one of your business. You, as I said, other than art, you got other talent, other experience, other skills. So try it out. Expand yourself, don't limit yourself in terms of how you can not just create income, but create your future. If you are put your mindset as an entrepreneur, you need to be very creative about how you can monetize your skills, your experiences. And then another angle is, we talk about AI, artificial intelligence. Let me give you another AI, which is called authenticity intelligence. It's authentic, being authentic. And being authentic is about be yourself, being yourself and becoming yourself. And that, I would argue, that would become part of the intelligence that everyone should own. We have this technology, a nice technology that we can avoid. But part of you as a human, you have a lot of elements to it. Your purpose, your passion, your love for certain things. And yes, the reality you need to deal with. Ask yourself, who would you like to be? What would you like to do? Be yourself, being yourself, becoming yourself. Owned and develop your authenticity intelligence. That would be the intelligence. Do you really want to own it other than the AI technology owned by the tech company?
I love that. And, you know, I wrote that one down as, you know, be yourself and becoming yourself. That is an ongoing exercise. That's not something that is a set it and forget it. That is something that is important work for, you know, your business plan of you. And, you know, I love that comment as well, and wrote that down because these are good frameworks for, you know, being the best version of you. And I think that's ultimately what people really, really need to do. So, Vince, I've loved this conversation. Where can people find out about you and this amazing work you're doing?
Sure. They can find me out on LinkedIn. My handle is The Vince Chen, one word, The Vince Chen, no other Vince Chens, The Vince Chen, in which I will share a lot more about the latest news for my upcoming book, as well as, in fact, I will also have my new podcast. Hopefully one day, Michael, I will invite you to be my guest, and then you can share with me about your views on change, on entrepreneurship, and on burnout.
That would be an absolute honor. I would love that, and congratulations on the book and the upcoming show. And thank you again for being on my show today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to the Breakfast Leadership Show, part of the Breakfast Leadership Network. Visit breakfastleadership.com for tips on empowering your business and your life.